Like, dude, literally, you could take, and this is the other thing I picked up, you could take this freaking album and drop this shit back in the 90s, and this shit would fit right in, but...
without it sounding old or whatever.
Right, yeah. Right, without it sounding old. I guess you All right, what up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Dead in Hip Hop. It's me, it's your boy, Ken. I'm here with your other boy, BZ430, for a new 101, man. We haven't done them in a while, and we've been talking about doing this one for a minute, and finally get a chance to do it. And novelist, Mike Swartz.
Yeah, I wish we could have did it as a crew, but here we are right here doing the 101.
Yeah, and we also did an interview with him as well, so yeah, check that out. It's on the SoundCloud. Make sure you subscribe to the Dead End Hip Hop podcast as well, because there's stuff going on there, like that's an exclusive interview that you can't get anywhere else, so make sure you do that. What's interesting about this, and this is what I love about music sometimes, man, and, you know, guys that are good and guys that are writers, and... is that sometimes you go back and you hear something you really didn't even catch the first time. And this one was the intro. And I really, like, when it started out, had my headphones walking around.
Okay, title track.
Yeah. He was just basically saying, you know, it was like, this is me. And I'm stepping out into my own. Mm-hmm. Not like, of course he's still cool with his boys and stuff because they, you know, produced the track on here. But it's like, me, I'm stepping into my own. And that's kind of changed the EP a little bit for me, because it's like, because one of the things that we talked about in the interview is the sound of this one is different. It shows some versatility in him, and it shows him really just as a solo artist coming into his own.
Yep.
And that intro, the sound, the different tracks that he's going rapping over, you know, of course, the content really added another layer to this EP. That I didn't pick up the first time. You know, definitely he's good with the raps. Definitely a really great rapper.
Let me get that.
You already know that, right? But it really shows the growth and development of him as an artist and where he's going. So I think the EP is definitely good, man. I love definitely the soundscape, the beats that he picked. Definitely one that has his premiere type sound. Yeah.
Shout out to DJ Soko on the scratches too, man. Yeah. He was dope as hell on the scratch. He gave it that primo feeling. Cause I remember when I was listening to it, I was like, I hit him up. I was like, yo, is this primo? You got primo on the damn album? Like, cause it sounded, I mean, everything, the drum, just the sound of the track, it sounded so primo-ish. I was like, this dude got primo, that's dope. And then when he told me, I was like, oh, Shepherd Sounds. I said, and yeah, like you mentioned the introduction, shout out to Illisworth, Elijah Day, Vibes and Sounds, and Shepherd Sounds pretty much all came up with the sound for this album. So, you know, his last EP, it was just one person with Sky Zelo. He was on the production. So, you know, you had that same type of, you know, sound throughout the whole EP. And like you said, it's good that he went over a different type of production with this. You really see we are watching the growth of Novelist right in front of our eyes from way back from Detroit's Revolution with the debut LP. To now, it's like you really seen a growth and mature, and it's good because he's still giving us that animated, you know, video game type of world that he loves. You know what I'm saying? But he's still, you're still seeing the maturity of Novelist. So yeah, I mean, I think that is like so dope. Let's talk about Mace Windu with Ad 2.
My Ad 2.
Oh man, like the way that Ad 2 freaking like had his verse pretty much based on a Star Wars character. The only black one. I thought that was like so interesting, man, that Ad 2 just came in like.
Oh, that's who's on that track?
Ad 2.
You know what's crazy? Because I haven't looked at the track list and anything.
Oh,
I just put it on and played it. Okay. I didn't look at the track names. Okay. I didn't look at the who featured. But I was like, man, who the hell is this second guy?
No, that was Ad. And that was the only feature on this EP.
And see, I've never really listened to an Ad 2 project. I've never even listened to Ad 2, so I wasn't able to recognize his voice.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, man, who the hell is this dude that just came out of nowhere? Who's his friend? Like, is it just his friend that he just had?
No.
Dog. Wow, that's Ad 2. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's wrong with you? But you be so busy. I know you be so busy.
Dog, like, yeah. Y'all heard y'all talk about it. Y'all interviewed him and all that. I know, but it's just, you know, like you said, I'll be busy. I don't have time to get
some time.
But, dog. Yeah. I love Novelist.
Yeah.
But I was just like, who the hell is this fucking guy? I mean, because you already know Nautilus, you already know the spec, whatever. Exactly. That's because, you know, I'm a fan.
Right, right.
But because I didn't know it was Ad 2, and I love the fact that I didn't know it was Ad 2.
Right.
Until y'all just said it.
Okay.
Dog, I was like, man, who is this dude that's matching up with Nautilus?
Dude.
I was like, how is he matching his his ability?
That's cool.
Wow.
That's interesting that he's saying that, because me and you, soon we saw Ad 2, we was like, oh man. We knew.
Okay.
We were like, oh man.
See, I'm glad. I have
to.
He can rap his fucking ass off.
Dude.
Rap, Ad 2.
That ain't even like, that's an understatement.
But yeah, because Nautilus, man, like, I love the fact that he was still able to give me the Japanese animation references throughout this project as well as Last Words, because it's amazing. He has a video of Last Words going on with the situation that happened in Minnesota and Baton Rouge. So like, what he was talking about is freaking, it still is relevant to that, man. And I love how he still incorporate that in his videos, man.
And you know, I think that guys that talented,
right,
you know, one thing we, you know, and they've always been very receptive of you know, our critiques. And they rose to the occasion whenever we said it. And like, and this is the reason why. Because we need to hear guys that can write and rap like that also take that ability and talk about what's going on in the world and leave that timestamp here for everybody that's gonna come behind them and listen to them. And I always think that's important. That's why, you know, when you can do it, we try to push them to do it, and also just to challenge them as artists, you know, and to get better. And again, that was the takeaway with this one. Like, dude, literally, you can take, and this is the other thing I picked up, you can take this freaking album and drop this shit back in the 90s, and this shit would fit right in, but
without it sounding old or whatever.
Right, yeah. Right, without it sounding old. But yeah, this shit was definitely dope. I encourage everybody to go listen to it, and if you're just like Rod, that haven't listened to an Ad 2 project, listen to an Ad 2 project. Listen to this. Listen to Nautilus verse.
Right, buy this.
Listen to buy this.
Buy this.
And listen to Ad 2 verse, and you'll see why you need to listen to more of Ad 2 shit, including if this is your first time watching this, you don't know anything about Nautilus, Clear Soul Forces. Go cop all that shit too and listen to that shit. Because just seeing them from fucking A3C in 2010
to now, see that growth is cool. And
they're still here, and I remember sitting at work and this CD was just sitting on my desk.
Yeah. And I remember I came there, I was like, dog, you ain't listen to this yet?
I didn't think these niggas would still be right.
Right. I'm like, kid, you ain't cracked that open yet? Like, yeah.
There's so many people at A3C and you get so much.
That's
shit.
Why I made it my you know? Business to tell you, like, yo, you need to listen to that one. Because I know you got these other 10.
EP. It was a departure EP.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, man, these dudes are dope. Yeah, piggyback off what you're saying, like, the fact that when we reviewed their stuff, we like, okay, well, you know, we even as a crew, when we challenge them, how they like accepting the challenge and they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they like, oh nah man, we just gonna stay in this lane, we gonna do this. They're accepting that. We tell them like, look, just do this, switch up the content, do that, or whatever, and they're like, all right, cool, like, we can do this, because we're more than just spitterific MCs.
Right.
So they already proved that over the last 5 years that they can do this. Now them crafting actual social stuff, I think that's so dope, man. That just shows the ability that Nautilus can go in this rap game, man. I love it. I'm proud of him, man. I'm like, I've been listening to it, I'm like, god damn, this is crazy. Like, all these years, like, I'm proud of him. But yes, buy this. It's available on his Bandcamp. Buy it. Buy all his EPs, Rhyme and Reason, Toonami Tsunamis, all that stuff, man. Support this dude, whatever he does. I love it, man. I love this album. I like I said, I wish you could have reviewed this as a crew, but I'm glad we can still shine some light on this.
Yeah. And the last thing, you know, I want to say is that I think another testament to a good artist is, can you go back to that stuff and listen to it? And just recently, I think last week, I went back to Toonami Tsunami, and listened to that shit. Because I haven't listened to it in a while. I was like, oh man, I haven't listened to it in a while. Let me listen to this shit. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, and I was like, dang, yeah, this.
You wasn't disappointed. You wasn't like,
it wasn't good for the moment.
Right,
like,
right.
It was meant to last. And that was the other takeaway that I got when I was listening to this, you know, over the weekend. I was like, dang, man, this just has some sustainability, you know, and that's important. But yeah, definitely support, definitely buy it, man, and go check out the interview we did to get some more background information on, you know, how this project came about. If you're watching, great EP. I enjoyed it. The replay value is high. I love seeing you grow as an artist, as I mentioned before. And it's good to actually witness that over the last couple of years, and to seeing the different sounds and the different beats that you're rapping over. I think what I'm saying now is that what I want to do is, I think it's time, man. I think it's time to put out the album, bro. I think between Toonami Tsunami, this Rhyme and Reason,
all the Primo stuff.
I think you're right there, man. You're on the edge of with this last project. I think you can do an album. I think it's time.
Throw the bombs out like Stryker. yes, I love that Stryker track.
Do you remember when he first said, I don't know if it's the first time he said it, but you remember he said it on the Joint mixtape?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, he used that line from the Joint. Yeah, that's crazy.
Dropping bombs in your soccer like Stryker.
He said it on the Joint verse.
Novice, you watching this, man. Great job, man. I mean, love from front to back. Love this not a skippable track on here. I'm with Ken. I want that album now. I want that full, give me a good 14-15 track LP. I love the EP, man. This is nice, man. I love your growth that I'm witnessing with my two eyes and my ears, man. So keep it up. Keep up the great work, man.